It's a period of 40 days during which Christians remember the events leading up to and including the death of Jesus Christ. It is primarily observed by Catholics and a time where we observe a religion that actually allows us to give up something or take up something to sacrifice for ourselves. We'll talk about that and more when we return to Working the Dash podcast with TK. What's up, everybody? It's your girl TK right here on another podcast episode. I am here just to say that this is the season of sacrifice. It is about giving of yourself and helping others, reaching out, giving up something, actually recrafting something, or picking up a new ritual or hobby. This is the season of Lent, and in my observations as well as small research, Lent is 40 days of fasting and praying, spiritual renewal, giving of yourself. And I am really happy about the season. Many may not know where it's rooted, but it's primarily rooted in the Catholic Church. And it is a season that I've come to really respect and want to share my experience with that. And also share that I want to do something new this time around. So usually during this time, I am very set on giving up something. And as I was doing some reading and some just soul searching, I kind of felt like this would be a good time to do something more than just give up, you know, the occasional Dr. Pepper for 40 days, or, you know, not to eat sweets. Because actually, when you do things like that, it almost becomes self-serving. And follow me when I say this. I'm saying it becomes self-serving because in your mind, if you're saying, oh, I'll give up sweets, or I'll give up bread, or I'll give up Dr. Pepper, in your mind, you know, you may actually relate that to, oh man, if I stop eating so much starch and so many carbohydrates, stop drinking so many sodas, I could lose weight. So it kind of takes away the significance of the season, because now it's self-propelled, it's self-motivating. And instead of you really focusing on the fact that you've, you know, sacrificially stopped drinking Dr. Pepper for 40 days, it's now more or less, let me go see how much I weigh now. And I'm not saying everybody does that. I'm not asking for you to agree there. I'm just saying I wanted to make sure that, this is just TK speaking for TK, but I wanted to make sure that it was not that, because it easily can turn into that. And so I wanted to make sure that I wanted it to be something that I felt was connecting me to the sacrifice of the season. So I kind of switched it a little bit. I started reading and I found out that not only do people give up things during this time, they also start doing things that they normally would not do. And one thing that I know we all are accustomed to, that's actually picking up your cell phone and going straight to social media upon that one eye opening. I mean, literally, you could be so sleep and you would literally reach over to your phone. Oh, let me talk about me. I'm sorry. I will actually find my phone, pick it up with one eye open, and that bright light is staring me in my cornea, and I'm trying to filter through what's happening in the world, and I literally have a half an eyelash still like peeled down on my face because I'm still asleep, you know? So I thought, let me, instead of just saying I'm going to, you know, not eat a certain thing, how about I pick up a different habit, which may entail me, instead of picking up my cell phone first, perhaps I pick up a devotional or read the Bible, or, you know, exchange something that I'd really do prior to this time frame, I would do, let's just exchange that. Like, come off of the routine, skate off of that normal path, and redesign so that I can redefine. Woo, that was good. I didn't even write that down. Redesign so that I can redefine. I can redesign my habit so that I can redefine myself and discover something about me that I have probably lost touch with. Now, maybe prior to social media, and that's a long time ago, because I am from the days of Black Planet. If you were on Black Planet, you were really doing something. Do y'all remember Black Planet? If you were on Black Planet, I mean, you were like the bomb, right? But I'm from the days of Black Planet, right? And so prior to social media, we possibly did have things that we would do, or there were probably just some routines we had, and social media has kind of taken that over. So I thought, let me just jump on and share a moment that maybe while we're trying to figure out what we're not going to eat and what we're not going to drink, what we're going to, you know, stay away from. I know I have a cousin who gave up sweet tea 1 year and just about died, like literally just about died, because he drinks sweet tea from that grand old place we know as the Golden Arches. He was faithful to it and just literally just about died because he could not have that sweet tea. And it was like 39 days and 59 seconds. He was already in that line ready to get that tea. So I don't want it to be that for us. And I'm saying us, but I'm saying for me, I don't want it to be that for me. Lent is, again, 40 days of fasting from something, be it food, social media, smoking, drinking, you know, just things that you would normally find yourself doing. So just fasting, it's a time of spiritual renewal, just even meditating and becoming very aware of who you are, where you are, what you're doing in that present, like being present, just even just that the level of mindfulness, just understanding who you are in the moment, reading the scripture, seeking God for direction. And maybe there's some of you out here that's listening to me. You may not believe in God. You may not believe in a higher power, but there is a such thing as soul searching. There is a such thing as rediscovering who you are so that you can become a better version of yourself. And so I just wanted to, you know, during this season of Lent, starts today. Most of you know it as Ash Wednesday, and you will go and participate in that particular ritual, which I completely applaud and support. So as we're doing that, let's not just think of it as something that's self-serving. I think that's really just my whole point. I didn't want this day go by without bringing this out. Let's not be content with it being self-serving. Let's really truly sacrifice. Let's really grab a hold of a self-discipline that will help us discover another part of our being. It's about designing our lives and having this blueprint and this navigation resource that just shows us that there are some areas that we've kind of covered. There are some deep things that we need to really, really rehash and get in the inside of and start peeling back layers so that we can take the weight off. Ooh. And I'm not talking about through weight loss. I'm talking about that emotional weight, the burdens, the baggage, that, you know, insignificant feeling, the fear of missing out, the fear of not being good enough, the syndrome of inferiority. Those are weights, you know, imposter syndrome. Those are burdens. Those are that's baggage that you don't deserve to have. So let's figure out in this time, 40 days from today, how we can either abstain or pick up. It could even be a financial fast, right? Like, you can put yourself in a situation where you say, this is the spending limit for the month. This is for the 40 days, nothing more, nothing less. I'm not going to just be obsessed with buying things. You know, there are all kinds of things that we can do. And so it's really about renewal and commitment to yourself, because ultimately, who do we have to impress, right? That's the question we have to always keep in mind. Who are we trying to impress? I just had to pause there for just a moment. Like, we do a lot of things for people, and we are still not satisfied. We're still lacking. In any case, enjoy this season. Enjoy this inner conversion of discovery. Make sure that we are doing something that actually leads us back to becoming more Christ-like. I didn't say becoming a Christian. I said becoming more Christ-like. Let's love like he loved. Let's be kind to one another. Let's clean out all of that negativity. Let's wash away the toxins of our emotions and things that actually inhibit growth. I'm dropping a lot of good stuff here. I hope y'all are picking it up. I just want you to know that it's that time. And so this is the season of cleansing. So with that being said, let's figure out together what we can do collectively in our own individual frames. Let's figure out what we can do collectively as individuals. Somewhat oxymoronic, but let's figure out what we can do collectively as individuals to personalize this journey of self-discovery and cleansing and renewal, as well as a self-discipline sacrifice that we are willing to say that after this 40 days is over, we feel lighter, we're more lifted, we're highlighted, we have clarity, we know where we're going, we've been cleansed, we've been renewed, we've been regenerated, rejuvenated, all of those good things. With that being said, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to be checking back in with you, and I would love for you to share this podcast. If you have any commentary regarding this podcast, please, please feel free to always share. Feedback for me is a gift that allows me to move forward. So my word is not the golden word. It's just a word. So if you have something you'd like to share, please throw it over here. I'll catch it, pick it up, acknowledge it, and hopefully be able to apply it to my life and share it with somebody else. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is TK right here on another podcast episode of Working the Dash. Take care of yourself and each other.